can I just say thank you so much to St. James and, of course, St. Peter's for the gift that we received last week. We appreciate you so much. And for partnering with us over the next 4 years or so. That's going to be so exciting. So this won't be the last of me that you get to hear. Is that okay? Okay. Well, you can make comment at the end. All right. Decide. You'll find out. So Anshala is our brand new deck coach. Yes, our newest deck coach. And unfortunately, Mary's not been able to be with us this morning. She's got family matters to deal with. So there are three of us as deck coaches, which is fantastic. So bring it right back to Yeovil. The centre has been operating for 8.5 years now with the lead church, St. John's. There are other churches involved. The fact that I go to Yeovil Community Church, YCC, are involved to a degree. And Charlotte goes to Sherborne Community Church. So we've even got a church across the border working with us.
Same country,
okay, all right. And on that note, there are 296, I'm a man for detail, deck centres around the UK. So just think of Yeovil and around the southwest and the south and the rest of the UK. We have seen so far in 8.5 years 396 clients. That might be individuals or families. We've seen, as of this week, 87 go debt free. That is staggering. 87. And when a church does that, or when a group does that, you know, we receive the blessing, but we give God all the glory. We are conduits. We allow him to work in us and through us. And that's what the three of us do. We step up to the plate and we go out there into our communities. So 87 gone debt-free. Even more so, we've seen over 40 give their lives to Jesus. That is staggering. 40 people have their lives transformed for eternity. Everybody will have heard of Martin Lewis, our money-saving expert. Well, he loves CAP because whenever he's on the radio or on the TV, and he hears people that are in need of help with their debts, and if you want to have your hands held, then he will ask or suggest that people ring CAP. And when he's doing that, either on the radio or on the TV, the phone lines have been red hot. The idea is that people connect with CAP through the helpline. So they ring the 0800 number. And for us in Yeovil and the surrounding area, they come into our diaries. So Anne Charlotte, Mary and myself will then make contact with the client and go and visit them on three occasions. So first visit is, hi, how are you doing? Explain the process. Second visit is about getting all their paperwork. And filling out this electronic fact finder. We have to be smarter in what we do. There are so many out there. We can't just be filling out a 28-page document that we used to do. So it's all smarter now. Everything's much, much quicker. I'm sure, well, some of you might be happy or not happy with that process that we're going on in life. I'm an old-fashioned guy, so I like paper. But I've stepped up to the plate with these new ways of doing things. With all these young people up at head office, there are 300 of them at Bradford in the head office there. So after the fact finder was sent everything up to CAP head office, they will put the budget together, send it back to us, and the idea is we deliver that out to our clients, and they sign up, and they're on their journey out of debt. But we can't do that without our, at the moment, 23 befrienders, and those 23 befrienders come out with us, so we go out in twos, And they're across about 10 different churches, which is amazing. And we'd love to encourage you here at St. James. If you want to become a befriender, talk to me and or Anne Charlotte afterwards. We have a stand in the refreshments area where you have coffee. One of the things that we do, particularly on the first visit, is share our faith. So the idea is to get people out of debt, but we share about Jesus. And there have been occasions where I've shared my faith in the visits, and people have come to know Christ. People, we need to be bold. We have so many opportunities, practical opportunities of engaging with our community, okay, let's just share about Jesus as well. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit sometimes will just nudge you, just say, you need to share about this, you need to say this. Maybe we just need to be bold and just do it. We do client events, or one thing that we do when we visit our clients is we always offer to pray. There's only been one occasion in nearly 5 years where someone has said, please, I would rather you not pray. So that's great. So we ask them, so what shall we pray for? So we're sticking our necks out on the line here, you know, and then we pray for that. And let's ask God to answer those prayers, and he does. We do client events, barbecues, we have Christmas teas, we have speaking events. Guys come down, we've used St. Peter's, the old hall. They've got a beautiful St. Peter's community. Who's not seen it? Okay, you need to go and see it. Even from the outside, it's amazing. I've had the privilege of going on the inside as well. So we're going to use it. The CAP Debt Centre are going to use that place to invite somebody down to share about Jesus. And we'd love to see dozens of people coming to hear about Christ. We do discovery breaks. So that means we get people to go on down to, say, Brunel Manor, free. People have never had a holiday, a break, so they come down and enjoy themselves. We have the Go On Fishing Cafe in St. John's Thursday morning, 10 till midday. We do fundraising events, so we've just had this incredible vintage tea last Saturday. And at the moment, we've got an Art for Cap shop in Yeovil Town Centre. So who's been to the Art for Cap shop? Okay. You need to go and visit it. It looks so professional. So it's next door to the O2 shop, or the back of Boots. Just go and have a look. I think you'll be impressed. So we're there for another 5 weeks. And the idea is loads of artwork, loads of local artists. And if you want to make a donation to one, the money goes straight into the local debt centre. We are going to... Where's David Perkins? David, right at the back. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to resurrect our CAP money course, which we've done in the past. And so David's kindly been on a training course, and again, you'll hear about more about that in the future. So that is, anybody and everybody can go on a CAP money course to learn how to budget. You don't have to be in debt. So particularly young people, they don't teach those things at school. And we have various ways of going into schools with CAP resources. We meet together once a week to pray, to just chill out and share ideas. We have a prayer team that's with us that are praying for us whilst we're going out on our visits. That's amazing. And if you want to join that prayer team, if you want to receive a 3-weekly update that I put out, 4 items of prayer. I try and keep it as small as possible, although I get carried away sometimes. I send that out via email. Again, if you want to be part of that, then please just sign up on the sheet out in the refreshments area. What we're going to do now is we're going to share just briefly a story about one of our clients. And I've done enough talking. And Charlotte, you share.
Okay, can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
I was pleased to see on the notices that you've got a mental health day, because nearly all of my clients suffer in one way or another with mental health issues, mostly anxiety and depression, and often this is the reason they get into debt. Mental health affects each person differently, so you can't learn one thing for one person and think, ah, now I know it, take it on to the next, because it doesn't work that way. It's just building on experience. And one of the worst symptoms for me is that people with mental health issues just don't respond to their calls or to texts. So I'm trying to meet them, I'm trying to give them good news, and they don't respond. And it's really hard. Or you're inviting them to an event, and you don't hear, this is a free event. They don't respond. And that's, I find that really hard. So I've had one client in particular who was an addict in the past. In fact, she's still being supported by the NHS. And single, grown-up daughter, who was at uni, and she made a response to the gospel many years ago, and her daughter used to go to YCC, the youth group, and so she knows and understands that who God is and has made a profession of faith. However, when her daughter went to uni, she just took a backslide because she was suddenly on her own. And her anxiety and depression got the better of her, and she stopped going to church, she started using drugs again, and during this time, her benefits changed. But she didn't read her post. So anything that referred to, now you've got to pay your water rates, just went into the bottom drawer. And suddenly her mother was going through a post and noticed that she was owing something like £1,000+ to Wessex Water. Help! So Mum had heard of CAP, knew about CAP. She rang CAP and I came to be her debt coach. Thankfully, we got on really well from the start. She signed up for the visit that I made with her, showed her the video, and she said, yep, I want to get on board, I want to get out of this, I want to sort it out. But thereafter, it was really, really difficult to make a date with her, because either she was very anxious or very depressed, or she'd probably been taking drugs again, and so she was not in a state to actually take on board anything. But we finally got through the fact find, which is a challenge for me as well. It's all on the computer. You've got to fill in all these boxes. But we got there, and when the response came back from head office with the budget, they said, you should apply for PIP, which is personal income payment. For this, I don't know if any of you applied for PIP. Do you know what it's like? It's 39 plus pages and tick boxes, and how does this affect you? Well, she couldn't do any of this on her own. It was just way too much. So I went along and I took my laptop and we filled in all these bits of paper on the laptop, and we sent it off. And then it came back, you should be doing this. So we filled a load more things. It was all the same questions. We went over it again. And that went off. And then, guess what? They send an envelope with the same things, and you've got to do it all over again on paper. Guess where that went? So we found the piece of paper, and we filled it all in again, and banged it off. And I think she will eventually get it. She's not got it yet, because they want some more questions, and that envelope is still in the bottom drawer. So the long story short, she was going to be recommended for a debt relief order, so they rang her up to just confirm a couple more questions. No, she didn't answer that call. So they sent her a letter into the bottom drawer. But I picked it up, thankfully, on my on the website that this had happened. It's taken me about 2 weeks to get through. And then in the end, I went round with a food parcel Friday evening, and she was in. Hey! She then wanted to ring CAP there and then to confirm this, but it was half past five. I said, they're not there. So please pray for me tomorrow, 9:30, I'm going round to phone CAP to finalise this thing. Because I said to her, if you do it, you're then going to be debt-free. I know, but, and also we'll go through the PIP things, but we are making progress, but it's, you know, it's not an easy journey. So that's tomorrow, half past nine, hopefully we can get these things sorted and she will be free of debt and able to start afresh. And I just wanted to very briefly mention another client, same issues. I tried to take her to the vintage tea, didn't answer my texts. She said she was going to come to our Alpha course. She came to church once, but huge anxiety issues. And she didn't make it to the first Alpha that we had in Sherborne last week. But it's so important that these people engage with somebody in the church, and that is so key, because this friend sat with her for 5 hours Saturday afternoon, and I got a text that evening saying, I'm coming to Alpha, is that all right? I've changed my mind, I want to come, which is this Thursday. So exciting. So it's just, that's a real hallelujah for me. So, yeah.
Great, thank you. And at the same time you're doing your Alpha course, St. John's will be doing their first Alpha course that they've ever done, okay? And really that's, we're, you know, that's, you know, when CAP is part of a church's DNA for 8.5 years, it starts to affect people. And we're not here to make converts, but to make disciples of Jesus. And so that's actually what Nikki Gumbel started out Alpha, was fundamentally a discipleship course. Of course, it's turned into something very, very different since. But I had a guy, and very briefly, I had a guy, he was homeless. He called CAP. He went into the job centre. They said, you need to call CAP. He called CAP. My son, who works on the New Inquiries team at head office, said, Dad, why didn't he? Said, Steve, got to be professional. Can you see this guy? He's homeless. Well, okay. So he came into the church in the Gone Fishing Cafe. To cut a very long story short, he came in to the office and brought his three sacks of unopened letters for the fact finder, bin liners, and we got them all out. Three large go-pack tables, I can just picture it. And we put all this paperwork out, and it must have come to about up there, and we got it to that much. So the rest went in the bin. Can imagine how he felt. He wasn't opening your post. You guys open your post. We don't find that a problem. Anyway, so we got him into his budget. He's now debt-free. This guy who was homeless is debt-free. He's got himself a flat with the housing association. He's in a relationship. He's got a job. He's a carpenter. I remind him that Jesus was a carpenter, okay? He's a friend for life. And so, you know, some of these clients, they say, thank you very much, and off they go, they're debt-free. But a lot of them stay friends with you. And so this guy is my friend for life. He calls me sometimes, you know, how are you doing, Steve? He's not yet a Christian. So please pray for 9:30 tomorrow morning, and pray for Jay. Okay, I can't, no names, but just pray for Jay that he will come to know Jesus as his own personal saviour. His life has been transformed, and he loves CAP. He's an ambassador out there. He's not yet a Christian. Our heart would love to see him come to know the Lord. Thank you.